This is episode one of the Virtual Horizon podcast. My name is Sean Massey. Today, we will be joined by Matt Heldstab, a VMware EUC champion and leader of the North Central Wisconsin and Minneapolis VMUGs, to talk about community and the VMUG EUC Explore event.
All right, and welcome to the Virtual Horizon podcast, episode one. Today, I'm joined by Matt Heldstab. Matt is a community leader out of the Minneapolis area. He works for the state of Minnesota's, the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities.
You got it. Nailed it.
So Matt, why don't you take a few minutes to introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
Great. Thanks, Sean. No, I appreciate being, it's kind of an honor to be the very first guest on your very first podcast. So that's awesome. Thanks for having me. So again, my name is Matt Heldstab. I am a systems engineer for the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities System Office. For those of you that don't know the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities, we are 54 campuses and 37 institutions in the state of Minnesota. We have about 390,000 students that we serve in the state. And we are pretty much everything that is not the University of Minnesota, so the Gophers, or the for-profits, or the privates. So it is a very large higher education system. And I run the virtual infrastructure for us. I run our EUC solutions, and I'm on a team of about six that is also getting into a little bit of a managed service practice with some of our campuses. But that's in a nutshell, what my responsibilities are.
All right, cool. So beyond what you do for your day-to-day job, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do in the community? You're very active. You're an EUC champion.
Yes.
You're a VMUG leader. You are the brains behind the VMUG EUC Explorer. So, you know, why don't we start with talking about EUC Champions and what that is?
Sure. So the EUC Champions, it's a program that VMware has created to not necessarily reward those that are super, super outgoing in the community in terms of end-user computing, but to get more people that are of a like mind in end-user computing so that the product teams can bounce ideas off of us, give us product updates, and at times have early access to beta code of some of their products. So it's an amazing opportunity. They usually have four meetings a year where we'll all get together. And Sean, you're also an EUC champion, so I'm pretty much telling the audience this, but Sean is one of the founding members of the EUC champions as well. But it's a great program. Every VM world, we get together for a briefing, and the product teams come out in a room, and they literally parade them in one after another. Sean Bass, the CTO for End User Computing, always comes in and gives us a bit of an update. This last one was phenomenal. We got some really, really cool information about VMware's internal Horizon environment and what they do, all the way down to the details, like whether or not they use Cache Exchange Mode in Office 365, things like that. So it's an awesome opportunity to hear how the best of the best are doing exactly what we're trying to do every day.
Cool, cool. So let's talk a little bit about EUC Explore, right? So we're actually coming live today from the, we're recording from the Minneapolis EUC Explore event. And what that is a full day EUC event. So Matt, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what that is?
Sure. So originally, this came from the North Central Wisconsin VMware User Group, and it wasn't even necessarily an EUC event. I just decided that I wanted to have some sort of an event that wasn't as big as a VMware User Group UserCon, but was focused on a specific technology. We had a super VMUG in the North Central Wisconsin VMUG, and I loved the size of it. I loved the way that there was a small vendor floor. The people that were there, it just seemed more intimate. There was a lot more interaction between the people instead of having a large-scale user con where sometimes it's just like herding cattle, where it's just a bunch of people coming around and there's not a whole lot of community interaction. So I decided to get something that was like a super VMUG, like we did in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, but tailored to a specific business unit. And about the same time in 2016, I just started with the VMware EUC Champions, and I decided, hey, why not focus on the EUC business unit? And so we decided to come up with an event in March of 2016 at Normandale Community College, And we thought the event was going to host about maybe 150 users. And as it turns out, we had 250 registered attendees for an event that was 100% EUC focused. Normally at a UserCon, you might see a lot of storage vendors, infrastructure vendors, but we're focusing on having the sponsors and the vendors be 100% EUC focused. So you not only get VMware folks here, but you get vendors such as Liquidware, you get Avanti, you'll get ControlUp, and the people that are really focused in the EUC space. They have an amazing time at these events, and they get many more leads due to the 100% focus of the attendees being EUC instead of UserCon, where it may be somewhere around 20 to 25% of the attendees are EUC focused.
So that last year you just had one. It sounds like the event has really grown since then.
Yes.
And you've worked with VMUG. How has the event grown, and what are you guys doing different this year?
So in 2016, we had a single event. The single event was, as I said, in Bloomington, Minnesota, and it was a fantastic success. Soon after the event, Sean Bass reached out to me and said that he was talking with some of the other people on his management team and how successful the event was, and he decided the event should be increased to other locations around the country. And so we didn't know exactly what that meant. But we decided to work with VMUG to make this event more of a UserCon style event, meaning that we would get support from the VMUG central office. We would have the VMUG sales team help us get sponsors, and it wouldn't be something that our point of contact and myself had to do on our own. Because to be honest, it was about 80 hours worth of work for the first event. This event that we just had today is the third event in a series of four. We've had an event in Boston and New York City in June, and then we also have an event in Atlanta in October. And so the events have been a fantastic success. Sean Bass has come out to keynote every one of the events that we've had this year, and I think Noah is coming out to keynote the event down in Atlanta. But it's an awesome opportunity, and we're beginning to integrate a bit more of the AirWatch product portfolio. We're getting AirWatch speakers to come out, and because of that, since the AirWatch Connect series is no more, the AirWatch folks have started publicizing these EUC Explorer events and getting their AirWatch Connect customers to come to these events, and that's really helping us out with attendance.
Cool. So you mentioned, you know, you've had Sean Bass come. He's keynoted, you know, basically every EUC Explorer event. Last year, he was the keynote for the EUC Day, you know. What has the support been like from VMware in, you know, being able to put together these kind of events, and how has that really helped, you know, drive growth?
Yeah, so VMware is kind of the behind-the-scenes hero of VMUG, in my mind, because everybody knows that VMUG is an independent organization, and that's a wonderful thing because it allows us to have a whole bunch of different folks come in and sponsor events, and it's been a fantastic success. Although most people don't realize that VMware has a massive investment in these events due to the expense they incur when they fly out amazing speakers. Dale Carter was here from Europe today, so they flew him out. Aresh Sarkari from VMware was here. He's one of the architects of the Internal Horizon environment. They flew him from India into here, and it was on a plane for almost 30 hours to get here. So they're flying a lot of people to these events from all over the country and in some cases all over the world, and putting them up in a hotel, and they are absolutely willing. Gene Williams is our primary point of contact between VMUG and VMware, and anything that we need in terms of getting speakers assigned, finding out who's available, who's interested in presenting, what presentations they're interested in presenting, working with us too, so that we can get the presentations we want into the event. VMware is a fantastic partner.
Awesome. So what's next for EUC Explorer?
So we have our next event on October 19th down in Atlanta. It's going to be a great event. It's not going to be quite as EUC focused as this. So I should probably clarify there have been 200% EUC Explorer events in 2017, but two other events, ones in Boston and Atlanta, are actually at their UserCon. is so it's an expanded UserCon where a large focus is going to be on end-user computing along with the regular UserCon.
Okay.
So that's the event that we have coming on October 19th. I'll be flying down there. We've got a fantastic lineup, and I'm really excited for it.
So who do you have coming in for that one?
Noah Wassmer, I think, is doing the keynote for that one. So we've also got Simon Long flying in, and he is going to be doing the same presentation Naresh Sarkari did on the internal horizon environment down there. We've got, I'm not 100% sure who all of the VMware folks are that are going to be there. We do like having a bit of local flavor at times. So if there's an AirWatch team, I think Scott Curry, the AirWatch gentleman from Minneapolis, is going to be going down as well. And we're going to also have at least one hands-on lab. I think it's going to be the Horizon 7.1 architecture. And that's actually another thing that is new, is we began having hands-on labs available. We have a couple of proctors. Dale Carter actually was the one running the Horizon 7.1 architecture lab that they just had. It's a lab that just got released in the last couple of weeks, and they've really been working hard on it. And from the feedback I've heard, it was a fantastic lab, along with the AirWatch lab that happened this morning.
Cool. All right. So one thing that's really interesting about the EUC Explore events, and like for instance, one of the reasons why I'm here today, is, you know, you tend to drive community presentations. How are you able to get such, you know, good community turnout? You know, a lot of emugs struggle with having one community presenter per meeting, and today you have four for this.
Right. So, well, a lot of that is because the EUC champions themselves are such good community folks and are so willing to present. Now, one of the reasons we brought a couple of other folks out, so we brought Nigel Hickey, who is a VCIX and DTM from Houston, and we brought Joe Clark, who is a double VCDX from Ohio, is because VMware thought it was so important for us to get community at these events. They actually provided the airfare and the hotel for those two community members. And then VMUG provided, I think, the hotel for like you and I. And so it makes it a lot easier when the people that come out don't have to foot the entire bill themselves. That said, sometimes people are willing to do that and definitely come out, and it's amazing to see how much people are willing to, in the name of community, come and pay for their own hotel room and throw $100 in gas in their car and drive a couple of states away and present at a VMUG. That's I really get energized when I see people do that, and I think it's fantastic for the community, and it's rare that a community will have that kind of passion.
Yeah. All right. So cut this in post. I'll play the game later. Come to that. Oh. All right. So, you know, it sounds like EUC Explore has a good future in the United States. Any thoughts to taking it international? You know, there's big EUC communities in Europe. There's, you know, big VMware communities that could potentially benefit from EUC in, you know, APAC. Any thoughts of, you know, kind of taking the show on the road outside of the United States into other locations?
I would love to. I don't know if anybody would be willing to pay for me to go, but I think it would be a fantastic thing to be able to get an EUC event abroad. I think there are so many communities, like in the Netherlands and Amsterdam, we have at least a couple of UC champions from Amsterdam or the Netherlands. And I know one of them, Johan van Amersfoort, he's looking at doing an event, and I think it's even happening this fall or maybe this winter in the Netherlands. And it isn't branded EUC Explore, but it's definitely an EUC-focused VMUG event. And I think that there's a definite opportunity to expand it to other locations. We also haven't been to the West Coast yet. And we haven't been to the deep south, or not deep, we haven't been down to Texas yet. So those are a couple of environments that I would like to bring EUC Explore to. But overseas, I think that Japan could even be a location that might be willing to do an EUC event. The UK, I think, would be a fantastic location for that as well.
Okay, cool, cool. So how did you get started in the community?
So, yeah, when I originally, well, so I've been working for the for higher education for 17 years. And I've always been about community. Well, I've always been a VMUG user. I've been attending VMUG since 2007 in Minneapolis, back when Jason Bakke, VCDX number 34, was our longtime leader. I think he was a leader here for 4 or 5 years. And so I really understood the value of community, and I tried to bring it to my work. So I started, the Information Systems and Services Special Interest Group, the ISS SIG. And there was a group of about 25 or 30 systems engineers in my system that we really wanted to have a better opportunity other than our annual IT conference to get together and at least 6 times a year and share what we know and do presentations for each other so that we could grow internally as a system. Because as I said, we've got a large system and we've got 37 different institutions, and every single one of those institutions has systems engineers. And there's a lot to share. And so what I decided to do is I decided to come up with a form where we would go around the state of Minnesota to different campuses. We would do a data center tour of their data center. We would bring in a vendor or two to buy lunch. We would just do some presentations to each other. The vendor would do a presentation. And in the end, it was exactly like a VMUG. It just, it was a little bit more broad than a VMUG. So then I kind of came to realize that there was an awesome opportunity, or it would be awesome if I could become a VMUG leader. Now, there wasn't an opportunity around where I was to become a leader. So I took a look at the landscape in Wisconsin, and I came to realize there wasn't a VMUG in Eau Claire. And Eau Claire is a city about an hour and a half to the east of the Twin Cities. And it's a community of about 60 to 70,000 people, maybe a three-county area, about 200,000 people. And I thought, you know what? There's no reason this city can't support a VMUG that can get 20 to 25 attendees at every quarterly meeting. So I decided to start one. And I got Paul Burnt, my co-leader, to come in and start it with me. And lo and behold, the moment we had our first meeting, there was 45 attendees. And I thought, well, that's great, but you know, it might have just been for the first time. But every single meeting, we get 35 to 55, 60 attendees. And it's in a tiny community. It's a community that actually generates more interest for VMUG than some large cities. I won't name any names, but we definitely out-attend a lot of large city VMUGs. And it's fantastic to see. Wisconsin as a whole has a phenomenal VMUG environment, and you're well aware of that being on the steering committee for Wisconsin VMUG. But it's just fantastic to be able to be a leader. So when I became a leader in Wisconsin and had our first meeting, the folks in Minneapolis VMUG reached out to me with kind of a silly fact. They said, so Matt, you lead Eau Claire. Would you want to lead Minneapolis? All of us lead 2 VMUGs, so why not you too? So they brought me in to Minneapolis to lead Minneapolis. And immediately I talked with a few of the vendors, and we were having some struggles. Attendance was down a little bit. We were having some issues with venues. And so I ended up bringing the meetings to my schools. And so like we're at right now, we're at Hennepin Technical College, which is one of my campuses. I bring our meetings to the campuses. They're a great value for having community meetings like this. And I'm trying to get the schools themselves a little bit more engaged in VMUG as well. Ironically, I had a couple of people from the IT department here at Hennepin Tech that said, you know, we really would love to know when these events are here, because we've got a lot of people that would like to see what you guys have going on. And so I think that that's really cool to see. All the community involvement that we're getting, it's a great opportunity for growth and for learning, for sure.
Cool, cool. So, you know, you mentioned you started up the Eau Claire VMUG. And you kind of found a niche there that wasn't being covered by existing VMUGs, and you've been able to kind of generate, you know, some positive buzz, generate kind of a whole new community out in that area. It sounds like you've done some really interesting things. Has having to be the leader of a very small VMUG, or I shouldn't say a very small VMUG, but a smaller VMUG with a potentially smaller membership base, has that driven you to innovate in ways that, you know, other VMUGs haven't had to do?
So that's where the Super VMUG came from. And so it's a challenge. You talk to VMUGs and there's so many strategies on how to run a VMUG. And so I think that there are 1,000 different correct answers depending on the geographic area. You might be in LA and Martin down there, he has a big struggle getting vendors in because it costs so much money in LA to actually host a VMUG, and everywhere he goes, it's a challenge. So luckily for us, we do it either at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire or Chippewa Valley Technical College. And what we end up seeing is that those schools are so happy to have us there that they don't even charge us for the venue. One time they didn't even charge us for the food. They thought it was such a fantastic event that covered absolutely everything. And that's the value of user groups and VMUG in particular, in my mind. So figuring out a way to make sure that I can bring in enough sponsors to cover the cost of the meeting and finding venues that are cost effective, that was one part. But the other part is actually attracting people. And when you want to attract people, you have to make sure that you get great guest speakers. So one of the things I was able to do, and thanks to the sponsors, is get some of the folks in the Wisconsin community, such as yourself, Bob Plankers, Tony Reeves is someone that we've brought up, Paul Woodward we've brought up, several folks in the Wisconsin VMUG community we bring up that people in the Eau Claire area may not be familiar with, and you guys will come out and present for us. And that just increases the value proposition for all of the folks attending. And it's really interesting because in Eau Claire, there's not a whole lot of other games in town. So in terms of tech, that's about it. There is another tech group in Eau Claire County that is kind of fizzling. But VMUG is really the technical user group that folks in the area come to learn, to see what's emerging, and to interact with others and see how others are doing things, and not even necessarily VMware related. We're all technical engineers, and sometimes it might be completely Active Directory related or something like that. You're over lunch, you run into somebody new, and you ask them something that's on your mind, and that's the value, the true value of VMUG is that one-to-one interaction or many-to-one interaction where you can just find a platform to talk with others and figure out what other people are doing.
Okay, cool. Okay, so for our wrap-up question here, what would you say to somebody new who's coming into the community or who's not sure about it or isn't sure if they're going to get any value out of it? You know, what would you tell them about being involved in the community?
So there's many ways to get involved in the community, and one of my big things I'm trying to do is make it easier for people to get involved and to reap the benefits of being in a community. There are a lot of benefits of being able to interact with others. So what I've done recently is I started an initiative. Scott Driver, a leader out in Champlain Valley in Vermont, he sent out a random tweet that said, "I have so many blogs that I just need to take the time to write. I just need a push." That's pretty much what he said. And I said, you know what we should start something up. Let's call it Blogtober, where we get people to pledge, I will post 5 blog posts to my blog in October. And we decided, you know what, hey, this is actually something that we can make a thing. And so now we've got, I think, about 45 folks that have pledged to participate in Blogtober. More information is on my blog, www.vmat.net. Or www.blogtober.net is a link to the post that I blogged on about Blogtober, and it shows you how to get involved into the community to start blogging. And if you need assistance in setting up a blog, there are folks that can help you with that. I can help with that as well. But the number one thing is just to start blogging. There are many reasons to blog. The first reason I started blogging was for self-documentation. And I think that that's the most important thing to get blogging. It's just, if there's something on your mind or if you find a fix, blog about it. You have no idea who else might be interested in it. I blogged a blog on Red Hat virtual data center licensing, and Kyle Reddy from VMware, many of you know him, one day just out of the blue called me. He said, "I'm at a customer's location. He told me that your blog on how to set up Red Hat virtual data center licensing is the Bible on how to do that." on the internet. I'm like, holy crap, I was just doing self-documentation. Then I look at my hits and my Webalizer, and I get 35 people a day viewing that post. That's pretty crazy. And you don't know how your community participation is going to help the community. And I think that that's the best way to get involved.
All right. Well, Matt, thank you for taking some time today to join us on this first episode. I suppose it's only fitting, since the first ever Eau Claire VMUG you invited me up to present. So it's only fitting that you're the first guest on the Virtual Horizon podcast. Well, so thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Matt, for joining us on this episode of the Virtual Horizon podcast. If you'd like to hear more from Matt, you can follow him on Twitter at @MattHeldstab, or you can read his blog, vmat.net. You can follow me on Twitter at @SeanPMassey and catch up on my blog at thevirtualhorizon.com. You can also contact the show by sending an email to podcast@thevirtualhorizon.com.
No, that's not the right kind of blog.